The spring water pulses out of the ground like a heartbeat. The cold, crystal-clear liquid bubbles out of an underground chamber and into a circular limestone rock wall. Then the water breaks down a slope, giving birth to the San Antonio River, where it will eventually reach the Gulf of Mexico. This is the Blue Hole, the San Antonio River's headwaters, a miracle of nature tucked away on the campus of the University of the Incarnate Word. But for many, like Jody Almendarez Vela, the Blue Hole is more than a natural spring. It's a spiritual place that connects her to her ancestors.
This is, to me, is our lombligo, or belly button of life. And usually, at nighttime, is the best way to look down when the moon is right over it. And it'll show you, it showed us a lot of ways. So this needs to be protected, really, really, it does.
Almendarez Vela says the slowing water flow of the Blue Hole saddens her.
I can't believe it's that low. The last time I came here, the water was up to that edge.
When this area was first settled over 300 years ago, the Blue Hole was a gusher, a natural fountain bursting with life. The water was shooting out of the ground. It was the source of the river and to the founding of the city of San Antonio. And Matilda Torres says her ancestors celebrated and prayed to the waters and called it Yanawana, a name that has now been reclaimed in San Antonio, but without acknowledgement of its full meaning.
Yanawana is the river, you know, that's the mirror of the sky. That's what really Yanawana is. Everything that we walk on here, everything just basically here is the mirror of our sky, of the universe. Nature and universe, that's how our people saw things, you know. And I don't think that here in Yanawana or San Antonio really know what we really have here.
Alex Altram is the executive director of the Headwaters at the University of the Incarnate Word.
It's the lifeblood of San Antonio, the head of the river and the reason why this area was settled. And the fact that most of the San Antonio population doesn't even recognize this as a great cultural and ecological resource, it's sad.
For a long period, the Blue Hole stopped flowing, except during periodic heavy rain events. Then it would dry up once again. Altram explains that when the spring goes dry, things are dramatically different here.
It becomes a stagnant spring. It's dark, it gets mucky, it doesn't flow. It's not attractive to wildlife or to human visitors, and it's just sort of an echo, really depressing echo of what it once was.
About 2 years ago, the Blue Hole came back. After a particularly wet spring and early summer, the Edwards Aquifer was recharged to a point where the spring flow was healthy again. But now that the wet weather has moved on, the aquifer levels are back on the slide. And the concern is that it's just a matter of days before the Blue Hole goes dry again.
Yeah, I think it could definitely stop flowing permanently.
Antrim says that perhaps this could be the last time that the Blue Hole will have enjoyed a relatively long and robust flow.
There seems to be not a very lot of restriction that we have on how we're utilizing the Edwards Aquifer.
But there are aquifer protections and restrictions in place, which are managed by the Edwards Aquifer Authority. And due to issues connected to the Endangered Species Act, there are limits on how much water can be pumped from the aquifer. But Gary Pettis, trustee of the Native American Church in Miranda City and custodian of the Peyote Gardens, says there needs to be some community focus on the health of the Blue Hole.
If these springs aren't flowing, then how culturally responsible are we being as a city, you know, to the history of pre-Columbian, before the Spanish arrived? There was a whole group of people here that told stories, and from here all the way up to the Trans-Pecos and down into Mexico, and you know what happened to all that history, you know, that needs to be told.
Pettis says when the Blue Hole stops flowing, there is a mourning by the native peoples who see this spot as an important location on Earth, and they continue that mourning until they see the Blue Hole flow again. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.